Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me, big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Earner, Black Honor, being worthy. It's a point guard, shoot early, 5:30. Shoot a one-on-one or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. Whish, whish. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
I'm pissed off. Jaguars just scored on Miami with 40 seconds left, right before the half, and they get the ball after halftime. This everybody know this is the home of the Miami Dolphins show, and they playing the lifeless Jaguars who haven't won a game and haven't won in their last 20 games. The low-life, terrible scrubs, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're hanging in there with Miami Dolphins. This is pitiful. Miami cannot score in the red zone. They're highly priced, paid secondary, cannot hold runners. They continue to play man-to-man. They never really play zone. And I just don't understand it. And it's 40 seconds left before the half. Jaguars just kicked off to Miami. Let's see what they do. They probably going to kneel like the pussies that they are. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show. I'm the host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. We have a full card of sports today for you. Hopefully, you up listening to the show and not watching this bullshit game over in London. This bullshit game. Let me light my cigar. I'm pissed off. And they're going to try to pass the ball. And it was almost intercepted. At least they didn't kneel. I'll take that. What's going out there, sports world? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on today. What's going on today? This sorry-ass team that haven't won in 20 games. Defense done allowed 30 points in the last two games. Well, Miami did, too. I can't say nothing about that. They both did. Jaguars got the worst turnover rate, the worst differential in the league, turnover differential in the league. And this game, I'm sorry, this game just has me disgusted. I don't even want to talk about it no more. Miami trying to act like they're going to move the ball before the half. But if they do, I'll come back and let you know. They on the Miami 45-yard line with 26 seconds left. Let's just finish this half out. It's only 26 seconds left. Tua drops back, two-step, short pass. Who was that? Malcolm Brown tackled at the – oh, they actually in the Jaguars. They're actually in the Jaguars on the 47 or something like that. There's 10 seconds left. They're probably going to need about at least a 20-yard pass play to even get their field goal kicker in range. So let's see what they do. Kicker Sammons, this is his first year. Brian Flores, he's pacing the fucking sidelines. I know he is. Look like the Jaguars in prevent D. Miami have receivers wide out, one back. Well, they're going to go for a Hail Mary, I think. Oh, no, they didn't. They did a quick pass to the right side of the field to Gesicki. Well, they said he didn't catch the ball. Wait a minute. They're saying he was bobbling it. Let's see what they do with this shit. Let's see what they do. You see if he caught this pass. They said he bobbled it. Yeah, it's a fucking catch. What's the big deal? It's plain and simple. You can see it's a catch. Oh, look like he only had 1 foot in, and he was pushed out. Let's see. Oh, no, that's a catch. That's a catch. If that's a catch, Miami might have a chance to get a they might have a chance to go for the field. Oh, yeah, they're going to go for the field goal. Let's see what the fuck happens here. 5 seconds left. This has to be at least a 54-yard field goal attempt or more, 55. Well, I think it's about a 50-yard attempt. I just want to see what happens. If they make this, it would be amazing. Type the ball, perfect snap. Oh, this is way off left. That shit is way off. That shit's so far left, it's still left. Fuck it. It's halftime. Miami winning 13-10. Jacksonville gets the ball. Look at that. The ball had enough range. It had enough range. It just was about a half mile left. Anyway, once again, welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show, and I'm your host, presented by the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Friday Night Podcast. We're here to talk football today and see if we can give out some winners. I know if you were in my group on Facebook, you seen it. Yesterday was my best day ever gambling, my best day. And I've been betting on sports I've been a gambler my whole life, but to actually bet with bookies before all this FanDuel and stuff shit came out, I would have to say at least since 2009, maybe 2010, about 10, 11 years. Yesterday was my best day. Other than giving out parlay for my group, I don't remember what it was. I think it was the Rutgers game under, Michigan State run line, and Colorado run line. Colorado -6.5, Michigan -4, the Rutgers game under. I gave that to everybody. That was on the house, a freebie. If you didn't play it, you could kiss the baby. I played it, and I played five other tickets. I actually hit 6 tickets out of 10 that I put in. 6 tickets I hit. I have the proof. I'm just waiting for somebody to say they don't believe me before I post it. I post one of my winning tickets, a 2-pick. I think it was Michigan and Auburn or something like that. But I had Michigan State like on 4 tickets, -4, and they won 2015. But anyway, I'm waiting for somebody to dare me or to think that I'm being misleading to my group. And then I'll put a small wager on it, and then I'll post my 6 winning tickets. Let's go out. Let's go out here to Cleveland for a minute. The Cardinals playing the Cleveland Browns today. They both got elite offices. The former Oklahoma Heisman winner Kyle Murray going up against Baker Mayfield. That's going to be a hell of a show. That might be the greatest show on earth. You know, even though Murray, he won the last meeting between both of them in 2019, the Cardinals have won the last 4 meetings between the two. The only edge I give them is that Cleveland is at home. That's the only edge that I give them, because to me, it seemed like both of them, the offenses are strong. I like the offenses. They're both pretty good. They're kind of similar somewhat. And the only reason I'm giving the edge to the Cleveland Browns is because they got the home field advantage. So that's the only reason. I'm not betting on this game, but that's the only reason that I would think that Cleveland would be knocking off the Cardinals. Oh, I got some NFL rumors for you. Rumor has it, the Seattle Seahawks might be signing Cam Newton. That's a rumor. Don't tell nobody. The Seattle Seahawks might just sign Cam Newton. You know, everybody know about the injury to Russell Wilson. You know, somebody should have been picked up Cam. A lot of people think his career is over. They think he's done, but I don't. I think Cam still got it in him. He just get the wrong end of the stick sometimes because of his character and his demeanor. But other than that, I think Cam still has it in him to be a elite NFL quarterback, even at his age, because I know he's been playing for a while now. So we'll see what happens. Miami didn't take him, so what the fuck? They still sold on Tua, and I don't know why that is, but Tua looked pretty good today so far. He came out swinging and went right down the field and had a touchdown. But let's get into some real shit now. Kansas City at Washington football team. The Kansas City team. Kansas City is 2-3 this year, and the Washington is 2-3 this year. I believe the KC, you know, I believe KC, they're going to figure out their turnover problems. You know, I believe that's something that will self-correct itself. And I don't know. I don't really see it being a dire problem, you know. Because of that embarrassment last Sunday night and with all the confusion on the defense, on the back end, I'm thinking that KC should be able to pull this out against Washington. The spread is actually Kansas City minus 6.5, and the over-under is 54.5. I think this is another game that I might not be betting on. When I'm a bet on a game, I'll let you know, but this is another game that I might not be betting on right here. I try to bet on the games where, obviously, I feel strongly about. If you're on the link, thank you for listening to the show. If you called in and you want to make a comment, just press 1. We're going to keep rolling on. Let's go. We're going to go out here. We got a game over here. I don't really know. The Los Angeles Rams against the New York Giants. Now the Rams is 4-1, and just flip that around, and you have the Giants, who are 1-4. But their point spread on this game is the Giants plus 9, and the under-over is 48.5. I don't know. That's the Giants. The Giants would be okay if they could, if they ever fight off all the injuries, you know, the injury bug. And soon as Darius Slayton Clayton and Sterling Shepard, you know, prepare to come back, Saquon Barkley and Kenny Galloway, they'll be all right. But right now they got that bug. They got that injury bug. I don't really have an update on Danny Jones, you know, but I'm waiting to check the injury report to see if he's back from his concussion. If he's back, if Daniel Jones is back, he's pretty good for a third year quarterback. He should be able to move the ball against the Rams defense, you know, because the Rams defense, they still trying to find themselves, find they make their way. Rams gonna need more than a little luck, too. But trust me on this. The Rams gonna need more than a little luck to slow down Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver. They gonna need more than a little luck for that. This actually, am I betting on this game? I don't know. But if I was, I don't know. I would have to take the Giants in the 9 points. Call me crazy. Call me lazy. Call me whatever you want. But something is just telling me that the Giants might cover that game. But I'm not betting on that game. Now, we're going to move on. This is a game I am betting on. We're going to move on out to the to Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans. Now, the Indianapolis Colts are 1-4, and the Houston Texans are 1-4. They both got the identical records, but the Texans is plus 10, and the under-over is 43.5. Now, even though Indy is 1-4, you can never count them out on the game or the season. Carson Wentz, you know, he plays a little bit better every week. And the Texans, you know, the Texans are swing with Darius Mills. Oh, man, and another chance ever, though. He stunk up the joint last week against the Patriots. If Miami's offensive guard, Laremy Tunsil, you know, if he was available, I could actually see him getting more protection. But I don't know. The survey is still out on that. Even if Tunsil was there, I don't know if he would be able to protect the quarterback, just him doing it all by himself. But, hey, what can you say? Shit. This is a game I'm betting on. And I'm taking the Texans plus 10. Let me write that down. I got to keep up with my shit in case people say I'm full of shit. And my picks are crazy or whatever. Because I'm good at this shit. Texans plus 10. Got your pens and paper. The Texans plus 10. That is a game I'm betting on. That's one of them right there. We're going to talk about John Gruden, too, in a little bit. I'm going to talk about John Gruden and his racial, homophobic, narcissistic-ass people being always in the forefront, people always to have the power, people that always in the limelight as a scholar and a shining star. Those be the main ones behind closed doors calling you nigger and faggot. sending out emails. And they what pisses me off is they're going to single out a couple of emails. What about the other 70,000? Show them all. And I want to know who he was sending the emails to, because you can't talk to nobody or send nobody like an email using racial slurs and homophobic gestures unless the person is wants to hear it. You can't do that. So you know what they do, the powers that be. They protect who they want, and they screw who they want. So somebody had it out for John Gruden, and they sat on these emails just long enough until it was time for them to turn this mother out. And that's what they did. All right, Texans plus 10, y'all. Texans plus 10. All right, this to me is the game of the week. I consider this the game of the week. The Cowboys at the Patriots. I believe I'm. You know, I say it every week. I'm believing more and more and more on the Cowboys. You know what I mean? And this game is like -4. Cowboys -4, and the under over is 48.5. And why I say this is the game of the week, because I believe it's the game of the week with the matchups and the way that the explosive offensive power and. You can't never rule out the GOAT, Bill Belichick team. Never. You can't never rule his teams out. And I'm definitely a believing in the Cowboys more and more and more every week. You know, the offense is balanced. The offense is versatile. They're very explosive. The passing game, the running game, and even Dak has showed that he's very mobile. So. I don't know. With the GOAT, even with the GOAT, I call Bill Belichick the GOAT. Even with the GOAT running up his schemes, you know, I just can't see. I don't know. I can't see the Pats doing much with the Cowboys. I just can't see it. Now, Bill Belichick might have a scheme to take away from Amari Cooper or CeeDee Lamb, but Dak's still going to dust them off. He too much hustle. I don't know. You know, what the Patriots running game, I can't see them doing nothing against the Dallas Cowboys defense. And I actually believe that their running back is injured. I'm trying to look at him and see. I think their running back is injured. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is Dallas Cowboys have everybody. They got everybody number, everybody blueprint. Look for Dallas to knock off the Pats. I want to say I would take the Patriots in the 3.5 points. I really want to say that. But, once again, I'm not betting on this game. I'll let you know the games I'm betting on. I'm not betting on this one. So far, the only game I'm betting on is Texans plus 10 so far. The halftime is over. This lonely-ass, sorry-ass game is back on. First play from scrimmage in Jacksonville, false start. This game is a piece of shit. If Miami lose this game, I swear, I don't know what I'll do if they lose this game. I might boycott the next 5 games. But back to this game of the week between the Cowboys and the Patriots. I can't tell my listeners to take the Patriots. I can't do it because every week I believe so strongly on the Cowboys and I feel more and better against them. But then on the flip side of that, they keep winning. So what you gonna do? You know what I mean? And Cowboys, like I said, Cowboys got everybody number. If you betting, maybe take a money line. Nah, you could take Cowboys -4. It don't matter. But I'm not telling you. Don't say I said it. We're going to take a real quick break, and I'm going to come right back with some more scores. I'm going to put some sugar in my hot tea. Let me see what we're going to hear right now. All right. Oh, shit. This Miami team is disgusting. They tear. I'll be right back after this song. Miami is sorry. Come on, let's go.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, love. Yeah. I'm all here by myself.
Uh-huh.
Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me. We look so incredible.
You got me staring at your phone.
At your phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Being alone,
all alone,
girl.
Baby,
just up in my zone, girl. You got me staring at this phone,
at this
phone. And I can't wait till you get
home.
Coming home, you gotta let me alone,
all alone.
Baby, just up in my zone, girl.
Yes,
some time has passed. You still haven't called me.
Too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up. But you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of sound
yes. yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Being alone,
alone.
Shocked up on myself,
uh-huh.
all up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
we love your redeemer.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot
uh-huh.
right now, feeling hot right now. Waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down
yeah.
for all of your pleasure.
Always
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
No,
I'm trying to hit the spot for the long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter. Got me trippin' cause I'm sippin', damn sippin'.
Love
knowing in my heart you're the home.
You
home
with me. Home.
At this home.
At this home.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Get me home,
girl. See, I don't like being alone.
Get alone, girl.
You're trapped up in my zone. Girl, you got me staring at this home.
At
Jaguars up 17-13 against Miami. I had to turn that off. It's distracting me from my show. It's just terrible, just terrible. Let's go out here. We're gonna go out here to Chicago where the Green Bay Packers playing the Chicago Bears. This might be the rivalry game of the week. I just talked about the game of the week. This might be the rivalry game of the week with the Packers Bills. I mean the Bears. Packers against the Bears. It's going to be a good game. It's Packers minus 4.5 and the under over is 45. I think the Packers pass defense, I think they're going to struggle without Jay Alexander, but the Bears passing offense is non-existent anyway with Justin Fields, so it really won't matter. I know the Bears going to be trying to run the ball, you know what I mean? But, you know, Khalil Mack ain't going to have none of that, you know what I mean? And Rodgers' offensive line, I don't know. It might – with Rodgers' offensive line, we have to wait to see. You know, like I said before, you know, names don't really mean nothing. And the game is played on the field. It ain't really played on this paper, you know what I mean? You can read whatever you want to read. But – I don't know. This is a game I might bet on. I'm thinking. Let me see if I wrote it down. I did write down that the Bears secondary is suspect. I must have got that from somewhere. And you know what that means. If the Bears secondary is suspect and Aaron Rodgers is on his game, then it's going to be a long day for the Chicago Bears. You know what I mean? I think with minus 4.5, it should be an easy cover for Green Bay Packers. I'm thinking that. I'm still not betting on this game either, but if somebody would ask me, I would tell them, take the Packers minus 4.5. It should be an easy cover. I've never been sold on the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. You know the tradition of the Green Bay Packers. So we'll wait to see. But that will be the rivalry of the week this week. So we'll see what happens. I just turned the game back on. I couldn't keep it off. I had to keep it on. Oh, look at Tua's running the ball. Hit him. I don't give a damn, man. What's going on out there, man? We were talking about a little bit about John Gruden, but I'm going to pass on that right now. But I hope everybody heard me when I said Seattle might be signing Cam Newton. I think that would be a good look to get Cam back in the NFL because, like I said, I don't think his tank is empty. I think Cam still got a little bit left in his tank, and it would be fuck for him to be not playing because of how somebody feel or what somebody think or whatever. And we seen what happened to Kaepernick. You know what I mean? It's always up to the powers that be to shut shit down. Let's go out here to Carolina, the Cackalackas, where the Minnesota Vikings are taking on the Carolina Panthers. They actually have the Panthers, Carolina, minus 1.5. That's a slim spread. And the under-over is 46.5. I think the Vikings is underrated. Even though they 2-3, they underrated. And the Panthers, you know, and the Vikings is underrated, and the Panthers have improved shit. Even though they 2-3, they still have improved nothing to me. So that'll be something to see. It's gonna be, I believe, that the best thing about this game is the rushing duel, the battle of the two running backs. I believe that with Delvin Cook against Christian McCaffrey. I believe that'll be the best thing about this game today. But I think it's gonna come down to which quarterback make the most mistake. And between Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold, you know, I don't know. You know, Cousins likes to force the ball down the field, you know what I mean? And more than Darnold do anyway. I don't know. Maybe they call him the plays from the sideline, so that's not really up to them. So I don't really know. Look at Tua running the ball again. Shit, got to be crazy. But anyway, yeah, this is going to be a pretty good game. You know, we got two good running backs, you know, and they got the Vikings. If I was this another game I'm not betting on, but I think if somebody would ask me, I would think the Vikings probably going to win this game. And people might not agree with that, but I think the Vikings probably wind up winning this game by about – it's going to be close. It's not going to be more than by more than 3 points. So you play with the spread line if you want to bet it up or bet it down. You play with it because it's only Panthers minus 1.5. So, oh, good play. Tua's hanging in there today. Against the sorry-ass Jaguars. But anyway, I believe the game won't be divided by more than, you know what I mean? I believe it's going to be close, so it depends on you could play with the line if you want to, you know what I mean? But the Vikings probably wind up winning this by no more than 3 points. Oh, wow, yeah. Somebody told me they wanted to hear what I had to say about this game. Steelers, Pittsburgh, Seattle against the Pittsburgh, the Seattle Seahawks versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're another one. They both got the same identical record, 2-3. Oh, damn, I thought it was a lot of teams that was 1-4. It's a lot of teams that's 2-3. Man, and it's a lot of teams that's 1-4. But anyway, Seattle, they both 2-3, and the Steelers is 2-3. The spread is -5. The under-over is 42.5. And everybody know what Russell Wilson is out. Everybody know that. You know, that's what I was just talking about with Cam Newton. Everybody know he'll be out several weeks, you know, while he recovered from his surgery to his middle finger. And it just happens to be on his throwing hand. The thing that kind of surprised me was that I didn't know Geno Smith still was in the NFL. He's still in the NFL, and he's starting today. And this is his first start in 4 years. You know what I mean? And Seattle might be a little bit shaky because this. I'm reading that they haven't – Russell Wilson haven't missed a game since 2011. That's crazy, since 2011. He's the LeBron James of football. He must never get hurt. Seattle has always, 450 yards in each of his last four games. Seattle has allowed 450 yards in each of his last four games. That tied an NFL record. You know what I mean? Wow, I didn't know Seattle was giving up that many yards. Let's see what's going on with Pittsburgh. I'm not really sure about the Steelers offense, too. They got their own struggles. You know what I mean? And Miami is sorry. And I'm not sure about their struggles either, but we're going to see what happens. I really want to see about my man, what's his name, Najee Harris, you know. He ran pretty good last week, you know. And Pittsburgh is one team that's lucky that they got a pretty good offensive line. They better have one trying to protect his Ben's 39-year-old ass. You know, he right behind Tom Brady, 44. Ben, 39 years old, you know what I mean? And he got injury issues. And the team got injury issues, you know what I mean? Tua dropping back on their ass. Nah, that ain't shit. Let me see what's going on. Am I betting on this game? I don't think I'm betting on this game, but I would love to see Najee Harris run the ball about 20 to 25 times and see what happens. Just put the workload on his back and see what happens. And I'm not betting on this game, and I'm not giving out any advice on this game because you have to wait to see. Miami just punted again. Sorry, with Seattle, we have to see how they wind up playing without Russell Wilson. And we see everybody seeing Geno Smith. You remember him, so you draw that up for yourself. It's a bye week this week. We got a bye week. 49ers got a bye. The Falcons got a bye. The Jets got a bye. And the Saints got a bye. And I wish Miami had a bye week. But let's go out here to Detroit. And see what's going on. The Lions, the lowly Lions, playing against the Cincinnati Bengals, who 3-2. And like I told you about last week, the Lions is another team that I don't have nothing good to say anything about. They're the last team to go 0-17, 13 years since they went 0-16. And I don't know. The Bengals is like they're on their way to having a successful, you know, they rebuilding. You know what I mean? Even though the Lions play hard, they just don't have the talent. They just don't have what it takes. And I see them going from 0-5 to 0-6 today. We have to see if Coach Campbell, you know, what he needs to get a win, you know. But it won't be this game. Take the Bengals. You know what I mean? Take the Bengals to win this game. Let's see where we at right now. I got some quick shit to talk about. I really don't got too much of the summaries, like on the Broncos-Raiders game. You know, the Raiders, they play well. You know what I mean? The Raiders should be able to, with the Raiders +4, they should be able to cover that. I think we talked about the Patriots and the Cowboys, you know. Patriots home, you know, the Patriots probably cover. I don't know. I'm wishy-washy on that. But one big note that I forgot to tell everybody, the New England Patriots, guess what? 0-4 at home. That's almost unheard of. Bill Belichick team, 0-4 at home, is almost unheard of. And they playing against Dak. Right back on them Cowboys. I'm big on them Cowboys, you know, and Dak Prescott, he playing at an MVP level. You know what I mean? And the last three games was like a home run derby, you know what I mean? This might be a lower scoring game. We'll see what happened with that game. I wanna go and give out some of my picks that I got this week. Let me see, where's my picks at? That's what everybody's waiting for. Everybody waiting for these picks. So that's what I'm here to give out. The winning picks. Get your pens and paper. Matter of fact, what I'm gonna do before I give out my winning picks, we're gonna play one more song. Then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna give out my picks and I'll give out my closing statement for the day. We almost been up here almost 45 minutes already. We go to another song. And right after this song, I'll be right back with my picks for the day. My winners for today. Could you believe I hit 6 tickets yesterday? 6 tickets I hit yesterday. 6. That's a lot of tickets.
Yeah, open up, the time has come for focus. Every opus has its spark to notice what's become its purpose. Same with humans, we've come to breathe thought in a world of ruin. Simply put, there's light to guide us to the promised land. Holding hands with like-minded missions. Every listen is a war cry. Enlisting militias to touch the sky. Envision your masterpiece's final stroke, a personal Van Gogh. Priceless among reproductions, unsung but original. We've come to inspire, the drum swing is something of a hypnotist. This is just a fire set to spark ideas to reject. Each penny pitched is the thought of a sunset. Hope to rise, any glitches caught, cause we're not done yet with hope surprise. I've seen tomorrow's morning as the night dies with no regret. Time flies on the wing of a breath with one request. I try to be a better me with every footstep to destiny. Praying the legacy left is worth a penny for your thoughts. There's a price for art that's paved in blood and tears. You'll never live until you conquer fear. That's why we're here as clear as crystal. So steer clear of the divisive, or when life hits you, humble won't begin to explain. And plain, just be decisive.
With each decision, take a guess at what the price is. If you're willing to pay the cost, any losses, collateral damage. The fanatical manage the extreme for the blood curdling. No matter the stance, you can't circumvent the consequences. The intent is freedom. This is just the tip of the berg. All slip, but let's just hope you don't choke on your word. The day that I broke the absurd lamp and in the alleyway with smiley face, a gutless reaction that perforates the sound he makes. Life is but a fraction of existence. That's why there's nothing new under the sun. Cycle of repetition.
Our music kind of really retains our life. So over the course of years, music sticks to our ribs, and then we put it out. You know, so a lot of not all of our music is adventures in cutting song out of solid wood. You know, like a lot of times, but we're making our music because that's what we're doing for the evening, or that's what we're doing for the week. You know, so it's really mired in us, and I think it gives it a certain. And it definitely lends. Our music is it's another world. It's its own world. At its best, I think it's when you're aware listening to it in headphones. You're in our space for a second or two. You know what I mean? And that's what our music offers. Most of the charm in our music lies in its the fingerprints and the nicks and the dings and the edges. All be a man, be a man, be a man, be a man.
Yeah, welcome back to the Small Time Hustler Show, and I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. I want to thank everybody who clicked on the link and listened, and everybody who called in and listened. It's a bad day for football. My team, Miami Dolphins, they probably wind up losing to a team that haven't won in 20 games, so it's a bad day for me in football. But we still have to go on and we still have to try to win some money. My the picks I have for the day, I told you earlier, I'm going with the Houston Texans and the plus 10. You could take that. Houston Texans plus 10. The Patriots game under. Patriots game under. The Houston Texans plus 10. The Rams first half minus 4, and my last pick for the day will be got it written down some here. See, Houston plus 10, Patriots under, Rams first half minus 4, and The Raiders under. The Raiders under. That's my four pick for the day, everybody. Raiders under, Rams first half minus 4, Texans plus 10.5, and New England Patriots under. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I'll post it in the picks in the group, in the Small Time Hustlers private group on Facebook. And once again, thanks for listening to the show. And let's win some money today. Miami just recovered a fumble, so let's see what the hell they do with the ball. What I think, probably nothing, but we're going to see what they do. We're going to go out with this song, Kobe, by my man Apollo Greed. My man Apollo from Patterson, New Jersey, Kobe. And everybody, thanks again. I'll be back on next Sunday, 11 o'clock. Remember, the game is played on the field and not on paper. Bet with your head, not over it. And let's get some money. Let's break the bookies.
Y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me, Y'all niggas don't know me.
Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe, 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 it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yeah, I'm Kobe.
Kobe.
They know me. Big homie.
Black Mamba, one and only.
Big Mama from New Jersey.
King
Earner.
Black Honor.
Here worthy.
It's
a point guard.
One on one or one on five.
Let's make it fun. First quarter scored 21. Every shot I took,
look,
I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yo, y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me.
Y'all niggas don't know me.
Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.